You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckus bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, August 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Monday edition. Lots to talk about. Ooh, lots to talk about today. Lots popping off now. We'll be chiming in with Roscoe Thompson live in Abaco on the flip side of the break. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Cable channel, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open here in New Providence. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. And of course, you can stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio. Now let's have a look at the headline.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And new arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads. Both locations, casual, formal, all the accessories to go along with. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. The flagship store, Top of Hill Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. And both of those locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. All right, let's have a gander at the Nassau Guardian. The headlines blazing up the Nassau Guardian news and views in matter since 1844. PM Lambaste, Grand Bahama Port Authority, says government will secure growth for Freeport. The fair tactics that have been used for the fair tactics that have been used to quiet critics in the past, those don't work on me. I won't defend the status quo. No more. Subsidizing private profits for wealthy shareholders at the public's expense. Wow. That's a lot for the PM to say in Grand Bahama. Is that applicable to New Providence as well? Oh, boy. Let's see where this goes. Murder accused gets $30,000 bail. Monroe, and this, of course, you know, Mr. Wayne Monroe. All right, Minister of National Security, MP for Freetown. UK investigators meant to give peace of mind to public on police probe. How does one really take that statement right there? Shouldn't I have peace of mind on the police probe to begin with because we have such an upstanding force? Also, for the port area, you know, they're chiming back. That's just some of the headlines blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views that matter since 1844. You definitely could chime in on them when we get into the buzz on the flip side of the break. And obviously, the buzz is coming up on the flip side of the break, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll be chiming in with Roscoe Thompson. It's been a minute, but we will be live from Abaco. But we will touch on what's going on in Grand Bahama. We will touch what's going on in Eleuther because the people are protesting. What's going on? Mr. Producer, you seen some of the footage of Eleuther? Seen some of the footage of Grand Bahama? Boy, I tell you, we got lots to talk about, and we will on the flip side of the break as the Monday, August 12th edition of Talking Heads continues. Right after this, we'll be live from Abaco. Keep it right where you got it.
Together, go pick with pocket together. Hey, pocket together, pocket together. We are pocket. together when everybody out. Fried chicken we a pre bucket for the crowd. Share a bucket together, everybody go live. Crispy original when we're online. Bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal. 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher, and 4 pineapple biscuits. Starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
It's so hot, I think I might melt.
Here's the AC remote. Go ahead and cool down.
Cool down your hot days with power from a renewable energy system and reduce your electricity cost. CIBC Caribbean offers up to 100% financing on residential photovoltaic your home. Ask your relationship manager or sales specialist about our renewable energy loans. You may also visit CIBCFCIB.com/renewable energy loans for more information. Conditions apply.
Join us in helping to support the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. When doing your shopping at Janae's Uniform Center, just drop your coins or more in the special donation box.
You can also help by donating vitamins, snacks, medicines, books, and more.
Visit the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel directly, or you can donate online at bceh242.org or call 361-4124 or 807-6155.
And thank you for helping us.
The Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. Together, we can make a difference.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and custom on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what?
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
They say the sun, and I say the world. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
Flames are catching a fire. Ah, showed you I loved you, you called me a liar.
We're back at ya on the Monday, August 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And right about now, let's head on down to Abaco. I got Mr. Roscoe Thompson chiming in. It's been a minute. Glad to have Roscoe with us. And today, I do want to open by saying, please keep his son, Rocky, in your thoughts and prayers. Had a car accident over the weekend. Could have been a lot worse. God is good. So we're glad to know Rocky's doing well. Head hard like he daddy, so he was all right, you know? It worked out. So, Roscoe, what's going on, my brother? Glad
hey,
to have
buddy,
you back, man.
You yeah, man. I'm pretty sorry about that. Yeah, the last couple of weeks have been hectic with scheduling and meetings and stuff, so I do apologize.
No need to apologize, because so many Mondays you're there and make yourself available to come in and chime in. So, you know, you were just missed. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people call. They want to know Roscoe's all right, family all right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know you were missed. Know you're supported. Glad you're back. Boy, we got lots to talk about. I mean, we got to talk about some things in Abaco to tell you the truth, right? But
yeah,
right now,
let's get to the Minister Miller's statement about Abaco and the two oil spills.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you right away. I heard that big statement. I understand what's going on, but I mean, he got to get to the back pages. I'm glad he brought it back to the front pages.
Yeah, because it needs to be done. They need to look at where that one oil spill was. It wasn't properly excavated and, you know, cleaned out the way it should. I think government's got to lay stipulations down to these companies. This
correct, but didn't he also say that he was going to hold the entities responsible, who are responsible for it, responsible, that he's going to hold them accountable?
Well, I hope he does, but the mere fact of it is when you know, let me just say this, when they first cleaned it up and they did it, you smelling diesel around there coming up. So it needs to be done and addressed properly. You know, that's why.
Because wouldn't that be a reoccurring problem if it isn't addressed properly, that later on down after a quick fix, you could have that same problem again?
Well, where this spill is, yeah, until they properly, you know, excavate all the property around it. You know, I think by law, you're supposed to take an excavator or a D8 and rip down 4 to 6 feet, 4 to 8 feet, or until that you find no more traces of diesel. And then that fill is then removed, and then you bring new fill back in. But the fill that is removed is supposed to go to a special site that has tarp and stuff, liners laid down to be spread out, so it cannot contaminate nowhere else, because you can't take it to the landfill. You know, you can't just go and dump it somewhere else. So I'm glad to see that he spoke out about it and that people would be held accountable. I would just like to know, how are they being held accountable? If they would have done it right the first way, they wouldn't have to be going back over and over with this latest spill. You know, so that, glad to see it. Let's just hope that he lives up to what he said.
Got to hold him accountable now, though, because obviously you've gone on record and made that statement. Yeah. Next time the House opens, I should be hearing that from the minister, but not even when the House opens. Prior to, you need to make statements in the press and keep, you know, those who need to be held accountable and get it done, get it corrected.
We can't. You know, the Prime Minister was just up yesterday or the day before, and an NGO was doing eye surgeries at the government clinic. Now, see, I want to get this straight with a lot of people, because I think people don't realize when Hubert Ingraham was Prime Minister what they actually put inside that clinic. That clinic can be a mini hospital. And why I say that is they have a maternity ward with 10 rooms. They have two operating theaters that are brand new, never been used up until last week. Brand new x-ray machine. But again, we don't have the doctors to deal with that type of stuff, but you have the capability right there in Abaco of having a mini hospital, x-ray machine, everything, a brand new x-ray machine that's never been used.
So you have all this equipment there.
Yeah.
And it's not accessible to the people of Abaco?
No. I mean, hey, Norton.
Because I'm asking this because I just got a text that came in. Afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Great show as usual. Are the people in Abaco prepared for this year's hurricane season?
Naughty, I was asked in an interview.
And the reason why I ask, when I hear stuff like that, and hold that one thought, when I hear stuff like that, in addition to the shelter's not complete, it's doubled the estimated $1.8 million cost.
Triple.
Million. Why so? Why so? See, with a proper procurement act, we know who gets the contract. We know where the overages are coming from. We know why it's gone up, why it's gone down. We got none of that going on. So how does it jump from $1.8 million to $4.5 million and, in the process, leave Abaconians at risk because it's not going to be built in this hurricane season?
No, I don't think it'll be finished for this hurricane season if a hurricane did come. I know people are very resilient. I mean, local government, from the local government standpoint and side, we have our precautions in place. You know, we have plywood on standby. You know, we have water that, I mean, it's not like it's, you know, 10 containers of water, but it's enough water to, you know, if it's a bad enough that where people can get water to drink. You know, so there's things like that that we do from the local government side of it. But hey, central government, what are they, more reactive than proactive?
Correct. This administration is purely reaction, not proactivity, reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
they worry about closing the barn door long after the cow done gone. The cow done gone. Yeah. Somebody else farm giving milk. Now we can close the door.
No, it's like I heard you making the statement, you know, about Grand Bahama and him standing. Well, okay, you're going to stand with the Bahamian people in Grand Bahama, but you're going to turn around and sell BPL to pipe.
Hold on.
And we don't know the details of that. But so you're going to stand behind Grand Bahamians, but you ain't going to stand behind Nassuvians and Bahamians? I'm lost here.
I don't know how it works. I mean, you go and the statement today, right? Which kind of is, you know, irony is big on my list, Roscoe. When I see I can't get it. It's part of my life writing jokes. But when I see the big headline in The Guardian, PM lambastes the Grand Bahama Port Authority, says government will secure growth for Freeport. In addition, he went on to say, the fear tactics that have been used to quiet critics in the past, those don't work on me. I won't defend the status quo. No more subsidizing private profits for wealthy shareholders at the public's expense. What's going on with that whole BP homies, cronies, lovers, and friends?
That's just what I said.
Oh, the irony. For God's sake, the irony.
It's just dumbfounding. You know, it's mind-boggling, you know, how we, and to say he knows how to handle, yeah, because you're doing it to, you're taking it on one side. You're saying you're sticking up for Grand Bahama, but you're ramming it to the people in,
yeah,
the rest of the Bahamas.
With a blind eye to the rest of the Bahamas, you know? No kiss, no hug, no cocktail afterwards.
No.
At least if I get a kiss and a cocktail, you trying to have relations with me, it might get you somewhere. But when you don't give me no kiss and no cocktail, Houston, we have a problem.
And to be honest, how many people, I mean, you know, okay, the first 200 kilowatts is free, they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, my bill went up this month, even with that 200 kilowatts being free. I mean,
Roscoe,
how many people does that actually benefit in the Bahamas?
Let me be honest with you, Roscoe. We don't want to talk bill, okay? Because I can't tell you a word of lie. When I got my bill, it had quadrupled, Roscoe. It was crazy. All right? Quadrupled. And I ain't gonna lie. When I popped that bill, Roscoe, this was my reaction.
It was very painful.
In my soul. When I opened that bill, that's the pain it got. All right? It was down in my soul. I had to sit down and drink one or two iced teas, if you know what I mean. I had to catch myself. How in God's name could it go from this amount to quadruple, Roscoe? It was quadrupled.
Yeah, because, Nordy, a lot of people look at the 200 kilowatts as being free, but they didn't look at the increase in certain other areas of kilowatt. You know, it went up in other areas, if I'm not mistaken.
Pardon, Roscoe, you dipped out at the end.
I said it went up in other areas, in other kilowatt usage hours, I think, you know, kilowatt.
Man, listen here, I was looking at that as well, too. Well, not me, but my better half was like, listen here. She's like, come here. Pay attention. Look at this. And I started looking. And that consumption stuff is like a what are they, seismograph, where they measure earthquakes with, all up and down, just up and down, up and down. Dips and lows and peaks and valleys. And we need better, Roscoe. And I can only imagine like what's going on today. And I want you to comment on it because obviously you're close by. But in Lutheran Grand Bahama,
I'm happy.
I'm glad the people have united and gotten out there, and I want to make sure that it's genuine because I see some characters out there, and I'm like, boy, here we go. Usual suspects leading the way.
But in all honesty, I did see yellow at red.
That's what kind of opened my eyes when I saw a lot of people from a lot of political divides and persuasions.
Yeah.
Actually unified.
Yeah.
You know? Because I saw a couple people out there, you know, and like I said, I think Bahamians are offended by it, whether you're in New Providence, Grand Bahama, Abaco, because they know, okay, you coming to defend Grand Bahama today, but you could be sticking at us tomorrow while you defend somebody else.
Yeah.
This thing go with sense now, and we gotta rein everything in. This administration needs to heed what's going on in the nation.
They're not, Nordy. They
taxing the living daylights out of people to solve it is not the correct solution.
Well, I've always said that, you know, trying to tax a nation into prosperity is like standing in the bucket and trying to lift yourself up. That's Winston Churchill. I mean,
it's not going to happen. You're only going to give yourself a hernia and an aneurysm.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, it's even in Abaco, Nordy, you know, we notice, you know, and nothing wrong. I just think it's glitches, but there were a couple days here that BPL was off, you know, but it was only for an hour here or an hour there, you know, and got back on. Could have been from lightning storms or whatever, but it's same thing. Our dump is still burning, you know, buildings are still dilapidated that haven't been rebuilt or moved. You know, roads are in terrible condition, especially through Marsh Harbor, Dundas and Murphytown, and going south and north to Treasure Key and to, you know, Sandy Point. There's major road works that need to be done. And I know everybody's got their qualms, but it's the same. It's the same old, and, you know, you see the government officials come over and they go parading around, you know, to take a look at this place. And they went up by the government clinic, you know, that type of stuff. And you're just like, how many people need to come, you know?
Man, listen, I look at the entourage. I look at the big party they had in Grand Bahama over the weekend. What was that really all about? Is that bringing relief to the folks in Grand Bahama? Is that helping them where they need to be assisted? Is it getting them where they need to be? Or is it just another grandiose photo op that this administration loves?
That's the only thing.
People get mad when they call the PM photo op Phil, but that's who he is. He's photo op Phil. Never met a photo op he didn't like. Always ready for one.
Yeah, you're right there. You know, so, I mean, it's just sad. Same issues affecting not just Abaco, but, you know, the Bahamas in general. And it's...
I think the Bahamians have had enough of us being treated like the conch, and I'm glad to see the conch rising up, man.
And that sends a statement. I mean, it sent a statement back in the day, even though with one Bahamas, you know, with Bahamas, with Bernard, it sent a statement. And it's a need...
Hold on. There were a lot of other people that were involved and put blood, yes, sweat, yes, and tears for that opportunistic sellout individual. I keep it 400 now. I keep it 400, Roscoe. I keep it 400. And that's the problem.
Right.
We've allowed too many political opportunists, political prostitutes to weasel their way in and have an effect on the way this country runs because they've immersed themselves in politics. Right. And we can't see another one of them.
Right. There were a lot of other John Bostwick, yourself, many others that were involved.
Not me, but I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about others who were there too.
I'm just saying, just in general, but the last time we had somebody stand or had a march, it dissipated because it turned apolitical.
It got hijacked by opportunists.
Right, and it should not have. I am glad to see that today in Grand Bahama and Eleuthera and Harbor Island, that the people are coming together, no matter of political persuasion, they're coming together for the betterment of their community and their island, and that's what Bahamians need to do.
They have to, and they can't be fooled. They gotta weed out the good politicians from the bad politicians. They gotta recognize the folks who have genuine national pride and who are nationalists. And you got to look at who are the political prostitutes and pariahs and hanger-oners and remoras. And call them out for it. The predicament that we're in today.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, my friend.
Because right now, you know, one thing I always say, evil prevails when good men and good women stand by and say nothing and do nothing. But when you try and it's hijacked and it's overrun, you get a little disgruntled, you get a little disenfranchised. And I think Bahamians are showing today that they need to just come out and represent for Bahamians. Not that you're being paid to or none of that. You coming out to represent because you're a Bahamian and you're tired of the foolishness that's going on.
You know,
that's why I commend the Eleutherians. That's where my grandpa from, North Palmetto Point. Let me let you all know that. And then obviously Grand Bahama and when Abaco does it, because I know it coming. You need to get better. And if you know better, do better. And I'm talking to this administration. And there's ample opportunity for you to rectify situations, but you refuse not to touch it. Yeah. This all buck up go mentality needs to stop. Quick question here. Here's one for you. Naughty and Roscoe, have you two ever given this a thought that Mr. Miller has no idea what he's talking about? You ever think about it like that? Oh, Jesus, that's the stop.
You know, and all, with all due respect, he knows, well, I shouldn't say he knows what he's
talking about. Y'all don't make me laugh on my show, please. Thank you.
Hey, Naughty, you know why I say that? Because he knew about the leak, and then he knew about the other situation because he was informed about it firsthand. You know, now, does he know what he's talking about, or was that just hot ear that he spoke out in a press conference? Well, you went on record, Minister, so we're going to hold you to that.
Yep, you made the statement, you made the record. Now, here's another one for you, because the math ain't mathing. And this is a good question right here. Good day, Naughty and Roscoe. Why are they giving Luther 50% on their bills this month? They've been off for 2 months. The math ain't mathing. Exactly. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If I don't get service, I shouldn't pay for service that I don't get.
Agreed.
Okay. Agreed. And then all of a sudden you got three ministers show up today, and the quote is going to be rectified in a matter of days. Well, if it could have been fixed in a matter of days, why did you let it fester to this point? If you could have rectified it as a pimple, why have you not let it get into an ulcer and a boil?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Like I said, they're reactive when they act to when something happens. They're not proactive and before, you know, they're it's a reaction government. They don't, and Naughty, I could see if this was a hurricane that we just had and, you know, it's something like that. Okay, I can understand, but this has been going on in Eleuthera and other family islands for a little while now. And now you're being reactive. You're acting because people have really started speaking up, you know, coming to the streets or whatever it may be. You're now reacting to them. That shows me right there that you don't give two hoots about the Bahamian people because you got to wait until everybody's fed up and upset. And if it's such an easy fix, as you said, why was it not done, you know, a couple months ago?
Because I guess that was bad for business. It wasn't on the agenda. It didn't coordinate with the flight plan and the flight schedule. I don't know. Let me check the text lines real quick. Good afternoon, Naughty and Roscoe. Great show. Naughty, the party was to welcome the PM back from his surgery. You know how they go. They are squeezing all of us to get this money. They only want money from the port. Everyone they can get it from, they will. Boat fees, plane fees, and the like. Hold on. What's the boat fees really looking like? Texter, why are we still one of the lowest spends in the region? Can we get a breakdown on how much is spent here by the cruise ship passengers? But also, interest in the plane fees. How much are we really getting in the plane fees? It's worth exorbitant amounts. It's worth millions of dollars. I think it's over $545 million a year, maybe more, because that was years ago when I first started looking it up. And who's the company responsible for that? And who's the entities that own said company that are responsible for that? Because we need to know how much we're really getting from this flyover airspace. Because we can't just take certain things being said by this administration, the past administration, at face value anymore. We need actual factual answers.
That's why, Naughty, and I've always said that, you know, they give us trouble about it, but the Procurement Act.
Correct.
You know, and having everything open to, you know, and trust me, it bothers me because, like, even in local government in Abaco, okay, if I have to put a bid for garbage collection in the Procurement Act, that gives anybody an opportunity throughout the Bahamas to bid on that, even though their equipment is not in Abaco, you know. So, I mean, there's some, I don't want to say there's some limitations that they have to put on it for certain, you know, things, but it's they're not using it, you know, at least as part. But still then, what is that guaranteed? The government
it's has not good for
pay.
Business. It's not good for business. No. And that's the problem. Too long, politicians have asked, instead of asking what's good or bad for the Bahamas, they ask what's good or bad for business.
Yeah.
They got to prioritize. Things going around.
Well, if they were so worried much about business and looking at it as a business, they would have never, BPL would never be in the position it's in right now to have to be so, because there's one thing that should be making money, and that's BPL. I mean, what we're paying in fuel surcharge. You know, like I tell people, your kilowatt per hour already has fuel built into it, and then you're getting hit with a fuel surcharge. So, you know, that's basically from the inefficiencies to government govern be it BPL. For whatever reason it may be. I don't think, as people say, it's a union. It's not just all the workers. It's management. It's politicians. It's the board, you know?
Roscoe, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I mean, we got to get out of this, how we've been doing the business for years and years and years. I mean, the text is chiming in, making a good point. Naughty, for clarity, I was in reference to what I texted earlier to you and Roscoe, I mean the fees that they are putting on small vessels and small planes. People are complaining now. The taxation. Yeah, God.
They increased the fees for planes coming in and small boats. But now I know they did that. I know that the licensing fee for Bahamians did drop for registered boats. What it was.
No, but my thing, Roscoe, if they're gonna make Bahamian boat owners and Bahamian plane owners pay fees, I think that, you know, I should stop seeing ad nauseum American fishermen coming into the Bahamas, in the Abacos, in the Exumas, near Bimini, all over social media showing off the catches that they make in our waters, including undersized crawfish.
I agree with you, but
where's the fines? Where's the penalties? Where's the fee documentation of these vessels coming in and out of the country? How much are we making on that? I mean, it's all buck up go.
I agree with you, but one of our problems is being able to, you know, monitor our waters. You know, we don't have the vessels. I would love to know how many of the boats, the Sir Derwood, the A.D. Hannah, I think what. There's a couple of two other boats. Are they all operational? You know, where are they patrolling? What's going on? You know, what about the other boats? I mean, that's one of our issues, too, is the lack of patrolling our waters. But yes, I see those videos and I see those posts coming in all the time for people running over.
A lot of audacity there, but a lot of audacity with those videos, man. It's very
galling.
And then posting them
on Facebook. You know, I mean, that right there in. That right there in yourself says something.
Wow. Now, but I tell you, boy, and when I tell you I got the biggest and best listeners in the world, I got them. And now
it's just like, I mean, look, if you speak to people like Peter Morey and other marina owners probably here and now.
Not happy campers.
They're not happy campers, and I think it's not.
And a lot in the Family Islands as well, too.
Because it's so, they've hit you so much now with that, and they raise the fees on charters coming in and stuff like that, that they've just bypassed the Bahamas altogether and going further south in the Caribbean.
Well, I'm looking at some pictures just sent in live from Eleuthera. I mean, we got the whole entourage down there. We got Mr. Sweden. Is that Minister Kobe Davis? Yes. And Hannah Martin as well. All down there, all touring and looking. I mean, photo op central, man. Photo op can done. My God. Looking, why don't you like jump into action and say, how are we going to get this rectified? And you know, the sad thing is, they had a fire at the all-age school in Barrington last night. And speculation, allegations coming out. That the fire probably was shortage in the electrical surges caused it. And how convenient, they left the island before the protest started. God. So what was that, a flyby, in and out, photo op, strike a pose, and get out of town?
You can't make a...
You can't a write this
can't
no funny.
You can't make this stuff up, you know.
Man, oh man, oh man. I'm glad to know I got a... A link now in Eleuthera. All right, so Texas, keep sending them up, man. Keep sending them up. Now I got an Eleuthera link. This is good to know. That's good too, because I mean, I love Abaco, I love Grand Bahama, and I love Eleuthera, man. That's all my family from, and so I have no problem with that. I got some spots now I could go hang out, put my feet up and recharge, and then get back in the fight.
Did you see some of those videos of the water coming out up in Eleuthera?
Dear God. horrible. And then I've seen the videos from Abaco. I've seen the videos from Eleuthera. And I mean, come on. These are basic necessities, light and water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's get to these texts real quick. Naughty question. How is departure tax by cruise ship? If we had 9 million passengers, if my math right, that should be a good sum of money. 9 million passengers. How much is the cruise tax? All right, so $20-something dollars. Let me do the math on that.
More, but I think it's something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's 2024, so we got to look at what the spend is. But if we got roughly 9 million. Let me look at this now. 9 million. That's 6 zeros, right?
Yeah.
9 million times 23 is 20,700,000, looks so to me.
No, 207.
No. I like marijuana now. $700, $750. Man.
200, close to 200,000.
Shut up, you suckers texting me, okay? Because guess what? Whether I get out or not, I went to St. Andrews, and inevitably, someone who went to St. Andrews will sign your check one day. So know your role and sit down, suckers. Sorry for that outburst, but that's a sucker right there. Just was waiting. Listen, I only can say this because it's funny. All right, y'all got me on that one. Y'all got me on it. Naughty, you and Simon, we could see y'all went to the same school. Stop it. That's funny, though. I can give you that one. That's funny. I like you enough to take that one. That's a good one. Boy, when they come back on y'all suckers, you can pay for that. You can cause this. I can hit y'all so hard, Pearly can feel it. Then he can get run hard on you. But yeah, that's a chunk of change, man. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah. But I mean, that's...
No one from St. Andrews can pay you because you're unemployable. That's why we can't pay you. When we see suck on your resume, we say we got enough on staff already. Go with somewhere else.
You're wrong, Naughty.
You see that? Just stop texting there now. Now they're recording. They're going to get cursed. I love it.
You're wrong. I got some good friends from SAC. I know you do too.
I got some good friends too. Almost 270.
I know.
All right.
Yep.
So that's a lot of money, man. So with that being said, we got to get to the break, Roscoe. I appreciate you chiming in as always. We're keeping you and the family in our thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery for Rocky. And tell him Uncle Naughty say no more foolishness out of him.
No, man, Naughty, that's just the roads. That's why I'm saying that it's some of the roads in Abaco, you know. I mean, thank God he rolled over three times in the vehicle and, you know, he was able to walk away from it, but they weren't sure if he had internal, so we had to medevac him out, and he spent a night in doctors, but everything came back, you know, negative. He's just really sore. I said, I guess I'd be sore too if I flipped over three times in the car. But, you know, thank God he's okay, and, you know, God was watching out for him, but I'll let him know. And I do appreciate you. It's good to be back on here with you, Naughty.
Glad to have you back, my brother, man. All the time. You know how we go. Years without fears. Once you're in the farm, good. I'm good, but I appreciate your contributions. And real quick, let me just get a couple of these texts before you get out of here. It's the two different fuel charges. Can any of you please tell me why is there two different fuel charges? That's a good question, Texter. We'll get to that. Naughty and Roscoe, they was doing what they do best, flying around, pontificating. That's the PLP for you now. And Naughty, don't worry about them sackers. They will always have minutes. So you and Simon safe. Touche.
Oh,
and with
God.
That, we will go to the break. Luciano, take us home, man. And remember 242. Go ahead, Roscoe.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
You know,
that's
we saved the one. Best for last, man. That's, and we can let Luciano get us to the break.
Hey, even to my brother Sven Finlinson on that one. Boy, y'all got one there, boy. Naughty boy.
All right, man, Roscoe, be safe.
Thank you, buddy, and thank you, Bahamas and Abaco. And, you know, God bless. Thank everybody for the thoughts and prayers, and I'll see you next Monday, bud.
Yes, my brother, appreciate you, man. And 242, as we get to the break, let Luciano take you to the break. Listen to the music, man. Some say they love you, but you know they got an ulterior motive. Give it to them, Luci. Let's go. So we tell you that they love you,
blessing. And if they tell you that they love you, but they know they got that serious motive, and so we tell you that they love you, but they got that ulterior motive. Oh, what a shame. And if we tell you that they need you, but they got that ulterior motive.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton Plan, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Splash into summer with CIBC Caribbean. Experience a summer wave like never before when you spend with your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Lucky winners will receive prizes including a private boat charter, hotel day passes, staycations, dinners, and more. Each time you spend $200 or more, you'll automatically be entered for your chance to win. Apply today for your CIBC Caribbean Visa credit card. Terms and conditions apply. Visit www.cibcfcib.com/splashintosummerBAH. Promotion ends September 7th, 2024.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, Sino.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
So long. We can praise God in the morning.
count the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And living is wrong. Relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold.
Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, happy Monday. Soy yo, Cuban Willie Bagaju, with my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today is Monday. I got the three ball for you. The three ball today: 3, 8, 2, 3, 8, 2. That's your lucky free ball today. Play it and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Oh, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, First Caribbean Bank, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
To sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire.
I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone,
we're back at you on the Monday, August 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Pearlie will be chiming in short order.
I'm here.
Oh, you here?
Yeah.
Wow. I was giving you time considering I saw you in point A. I didn't think you'd get to point B this fast, but that's some 4-4 speed right there.
One thing about mobile telephones, they work anywhere in the world.
Now you just jinxed yourself. Be careful. So, we got Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and every Friday, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. All right, let's see what happened on this day in sports history. Like I said, brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. And it's the 12th of August, and on this day, 1879, the first National Archery Association tournament took place in Chicago, Illinois. 1964, Mickey Mantle set a Major League Baseball record when he hit home runs from both the left and right sides of the plate in the same game. 1969, the Boston Celtics were sold for $6 million.
Oh, you wait, $6 billion now?
To date, it was the highest price paid for a pro basketball team. Well, up until 1969, that had been the highest, obviously.
$6 million. You can't even play a player that paid a player that kind of
a
money.
A bench warmer, $6 million. You hear what I'm saying?
For real.
1973, Jack Nicklaus won his 14th major golf title. The win broke the record that had been held by Bobby Jones for 50 years. Now, if you're a baseball person, you'll appreciate this one. 1986, Rod Carew became the first player in the history of the California Angels franchise to have his uniform retired. Rod Carew, one of the greatest hitters ever in the history of baseball. One of the most unconventional swings, too.
Yeah.
But boy, he could have hit the ball.
Oh, he could have hit. Rod Carew, he could have hit.
Yep. He could have hit. Another underrated big-time hitter, too, in first baseman. Cecil Cooper used to play for the Milwaukee Brewers back in the day.
I thought you was going to come up with his name. I don't know why I thought you was going
to. Harvey Wallbangish, bro. They had a good day. That Milwaukee Brewer team back in the day with Cooper, Gorman Thomas in outfield, Robin Yount, Paul Molitor was a rookie on that team.
Yeah.
And then they had I don't know if it's Ben Simmons or whatever, but he was a big-time home run hitter. He'd feast or famine.
Ben Ogilvy.
That's Ogilvy, what it was.
Ogilvy, you're correct, right? Simmons is the boy who can't hit a shot.
Ben Simmons is a waste of talent, but don't get me started on him. Absolute waste.
I think it's all mental because it got to be, Mike, because he had too much talent in college.
For real. 1994, Major League Baseball players went on a strike rather than allow team owners to limit their salaries. The strike lasted for 232 days. As a result, the World Series was wiped out for the first time in 90 years. And that's why I was mad at baseball for a while. Because in that 94 season, Ken Griffey had like 40-some home runs before the All-Star break.
Yeah. He was hitting, yeah.
He was going to break that record. I wanted that for him, but he got robbed with that. 2016. Katie Ledecky won the 200-meter, 400-meter, and 800-meter freestyle at the same Olympics. She was the first to to win all three at the same Olympics since Debbie Meyer in 68. And I think she just did it again in this past Olympics, correct?
Yeah, she did great in the last Olympics. I can't remember. She won 4 medals, I think. But she was awesome. She was awesome.
And that's a wrap. And, of course, you know, the quote of the day, sports quote of the day. I grab a whole armful of guys with the other colored jersey, and then I peel them off until I find the one with the ball. Big Daddy Lichcomb, Baltimore Colts. He was one of the greatest defensive tackles ever.
That's cool.
He was a bad dude. He was a bad man.
He was.
All right, let's get into the local sports scene. I'll watch you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Boy, Purdy, we got a lot to talk about.
I'm here.
U.S. tops the medal standing. Minister praises Team Bahamas. I give, you know, Minister Mario Boleg props for putting up. I think he gets that there are good years and bad years. There are good seasons and bad seasons. And I think he was doing his best to keep the morale of the younger team members up and let them know that you know, there's a bright future, even though this moment right now was not one of our best. So let's see where we go from there. Archer is optimistic about the 2025 season. Okay. But isn't 2025 season just a regular season? Nothing spectacular on the calendar year for that?
Say that again.
2025, that's just a regular track and field year. There's nothing special on the calendar for that, right?
World Track and Field Championships in 2025.
Okay, that's it. World Championships, nothing else. So, how do you think in a year we going to close the gap that we saw in Paris to the World Championships?
That can happen. I've seen people had bad World Championships and come to the Olympics next year and just ran all over the place. So that can happen. You have some athletes that can drop their times that in a few minutes to be there. You have some young people who should have run, didn't get to run, who had the controversy. They're going to be that much bigger and that much stronger.
Pearly, be prepared, okay? You got Man C Thursday and Friday. Be prepared, okay? You see what's coming across the line right here. Naughty. You know where the World Championships are this year? They're in Tokyo, Japan. Can you imagine the entourage is going to go? 2025 is going to be the last slap for this administration. Everybody and their mom going on their trip, minus the athletes. Stop it, Dexter. Stop it, man.
don't let Muff call in on that now. Don't let Muff call in behind.
My God, Happy Go Fly. My God, y'all don't miss a beat, boy. Listen, I think that they need to definitely highlight some of the younger athletes now and put them out there, give them the opportunity, man. Not just from a look-see, but the ones that are there that are close, man, you know, invest in them.
I think we have a future in the hurdles. We have a future in the javelin. We have a future in the hurdles, both men and women. We have a future in the McCoy kid and the kid who ran the 100 meters. I can't remember his name right now. They should be up and coming for next year in the World Championships. You know?
So let's see, man. We need to have a better performance next go round than we did than this last lap.
But, you know, we've gotten spoiled that we've been able to win medals in almost every Olympics in the last four or five Olympics. We've got spoiled, but I mean, there were times in the 70s and 80s and in the 70s, 80s that when Frank Rutherford won that bronze medal and triple jump, that was like almost time for a holiday because we were getting wiped out almost every time. So you're going to have these kind of years where you have a void or a lull. And I think we'll see a bounce back by 2028, particularly again to Los Angeles. I think we'll see a lot of improvement, and I'm looking forward to it.
Pearly, I believe this is your boy. Naughty, the more I hear Pearly talk right now, I want hot buttery pancakes and waffles with extra maple syrup. That's your boy, you know. That's your boy. That's your Dodger nemesis. I'm telling you, that's him.
Listen, I'm being optimistic and I'm being real. And I think that, you know, you're going to have these kind of years. You know, and as a matter of fact, there was a lot of injuries. You know, if Shanae wasn't injured, I think she would have probably medaled. If, let me be careful how I put this one. If Stevie wasn't injured, I'm sure he would have medaled. You know, so I was proud of Devin. Devin is a great 60-meter runner. And she needs to work on her strength. And I think she knows where she has to go. And I think by next time, she'll be ready.
All right, this is what I see. I think that you have to take those athletes that were close and focus on getting them to the next level and then start restocking the pipeline.
I like what I saw in the McCoy kid. That's how I'm pronouncing it correct, right? In the 200 meters.
Uh-huh.
Love what I saw in him. And I think he has a lot of, he's the future of our sprinters. We got some young kids who in the NCAAs who ain't quite there
correct.
Yet. I think you'll start seeing them develop. They'll be there.
We have some
great junior javelin throwers.
But how do you develop, Purdy? You get them off to as many meets as you can. Have meets here. They got to get into keeping these kids working. It boils back to my point.
They have meets every Saturday.
Hear me, Purdy. It boils back to my point. If we had a proper national sports academy, these athletes could address the education portion of it, the training, the nutrient supplement of it, the eating right, you know, the training portion of it as well, and be ready to go. We have unlimited potential here. How we develop it is where we go wrong.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking heads.
Naughty Pearly, what's up?
Sabrina, hey, what's going on, St. Pete? What's happening, man?
You were in my mind the other day. I was wondering how I've been hearing from you. Glad to hear your voice.
I hear you've been campaigning for Trump.
I'm about 96%, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
How's the knee? How's the back? How's everything?
Man, everything all right, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, just taking it one day at a time, you know?
Yeah. Off in that escalator, that Suburban, which one?
Hey, man, it's all good. I sit up high, I can see all the ladies, and, you know, just chilling.
That ain't sound like you got to take Pearly for a ride.
Hey, did you think LeBron deserved the MVP?
Listen, my late mother, Lord bless her dad, she raised me right. And she said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. I ain't trying to start up the Bronsexuals today. I can leave that alone.
Let me say this. And as a matter of fact, I got a phone call right after our show on Friday. Naughty Raw with me, but I'll be real. Yes, he deserved the MVP for this. And I can't believe I'm spitting the blood, but I can't believe what he does.
Okay.
A lot of people would want to say Steph Curry, but Steph Curry didn't have a good tournament until the last two games. He was averaging 7 points up until the last two games. LeBron was averaging 16 points and basically almost a triple-double each game. Credit to credit, dude, he played well. He carried the team. If it wasn't LeBron, I would have given it to KD.
See, let me tell you something. Let me just interject this right here. The player with the most points, the most rebounds, the most assists, the most steals and all of that, I played for Serbia, Nikola Jokic. He had all the stats, but he didn't have the gold medal game. He got beat. So, you know, unless you're Jerry West, unless you're one or two others in the great annals of sports where you're on the losing team and they give you the MVP, I can't give you the MVP because your team lost, despite what you did. You did a hell of an effort, but you just came up short. And at the end, when you up on your opponent by 17, if you are an MVP, you're supposed to put your foot on their throat and get out of there. And they didn't. Okay. They let them come back. So that's why I'm a big fan of Jokic, but at the end of the day, if you look at it like that, you can't give it to no bronze medal winner over a gold medal winner. Second of all, I acquiesce to your point against Steph. Steph put up monster money numbers in the two most critical games. But prior to that, not the lead dog, and LeBron was. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm happy for them all, including LeBron, because they did justice. Do you know why? They honored the legacy of Kobe Bryant because they won on the 8th month, the 10th day of the 24th year. All numbers Kobe wore. 8 for the Lakers, 10 for the Olympics, 24 for the Lakers. So Kobe was looking down. Kobe happy? I'm happy. It is what it is.
I was going to say, while we're talking about Kobe, you know, your favorite WNBA player.
Ionescu, when they won the gold, got embraced by the family in Paris. And don't say it, Pearly. The youngest daughter got the Mamba growl. Do you see her when she hugged Ionescu? She got the lower jaw protruded like Kobe, and she looked cute as all outdoors. And she looked just like Kobe with that Mamba growl, babe. I shed a tear. I won't lie to you.
Hey, I had an argument with this other Bahamian guy the other day. You said who's the greatest behemoth I think of all time. I tell him, I would say Elijah Obed. I think he's one of the greatest behemoth I think worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Then I come out first and I say Michael Thompson. I think they're the two greatest people who represent the Bahamas. No.
Boy, that's a long list, boy.
I would personally say a fella like Eddie Ford, who excelled in every sport he played and represented the Bahamas in baseball, basketball, cricket. Would be one.
Hold on, Pearly. Let me just interject from our hood. Lorenzo Carter from Chippenham, brother.
I'm about to say Lorenzo Carter.
Hold on. And speaking,
I'm about 100 years old and still playing ball and still hanging.
And speaking of the Carter family, I want to send my condolences, my thoughts and prayers out to the Carter family on the passing of DeHar Carter. That was one of my schoolmates. My thoughts and prayers go out to his brother HC, the whole family. I mean, if you remember Cody's records years ago, that's one of Cody's kids. That's one of his youngest, I think, was second to last. Really hear of his passing. And my thoughts and prayers go out to his family, man, and the whole Carter clan. You know what I mean? That whole crew, because there's plenty of Carters here. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. Go ahead, St. Pete.
The world is catching up with basketball now, but I just thought I would have never said this. I believe this team right now was better than the 92 because it's back in 92.
Stop talking. All right, St. Pete. That's your time, man. You breaking up, St. Pete. We can't hear you, man. That's a bad connection, St. Pete.
It wasn't much competition. Nowadays.
What say, St. Pete? Boy, you're echoing. You on the bridge here. You in the tunneling.
Back in 92, 1992. You know, I respect the Dramson.
Don't make me do it, St. Pete. You're still talking. Don't make me do it, St. Pete. St. Pete, don't make me do it, bro. I'll cut you like a barber.
Okay, hey, I love you.
Be safe. Don't buck up in your car. Go and sin no more. That's blasphemy. I can't let that blasphemy fly, Burley.
A lot of people are saying basketball is catching up, and yes, it is. But the one factor they didn't look at, every team has a very good starting five because they probably got one or two NBA players in it. But the problem is their bench, and that's where the Americans can always beat them because the Americans got...
But hold on. Couple of things, though. I think the Redeem team with Kobe led had a better chance of beating that Dream team than this team did. And speaking of bench, why was Jason Tatum nailed to the bench?
He played a lot in the championship game. He was nailed to the bench against Serbia twice. But he played in the game on Saturday. But I just got the impression that his heart wasn't there and he wasn't balling. He was not balling.
Maybe you got that impression because him and Kerr ain't on the same page.
I just thought that he was a little awkward out of place there. I don't know.
That's now, this is off the text line. But even though he agreed that Braun should got the MVP, I have never seen no MVP get dunked on and dunked to the ground how LeBron did. And boy, I tell you, I was the boy that made my day. I jumped up for that one moment and was like, da 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 da, viva la France.
I thought that he was trying to flop. He didn't put up the block or nothing like that.
But you need to look at the picture when they blew up his face looking up at this dude dunking on him. He had them pooky New Jack City croc eyes wide open.
I think he was trying to do what he does well, flop.
Yes, sir. That's what I think so, too. Let's get back to the phone line, Spurdy. We got two more. Talking heads.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
What's going on, Happy? What you got for us?
Okay, right here. Listen to me. Some people disagree. You might disagree. Spurdy might disagree. You know who is one of the great, a couple of them I'm going to call, Pauline Davis. You remember Sabandi, Stephen Hanna?
Yes, yeah. That's another one.
Stephen Hanna could have run the 1, the 2, the 4, triple jump, and long jump.
He did all of St. John's when he went to St. John's.
Very, very good. He won a couple NCAA in the triple jump.
Yeah.
Mike Sands could have run the 1, the 2, and the 4.
Yeah.
So think about it. Those guys used to run. Rudy Lavarity, then they give them and Mike Sands and all those get on the thing them to run. I mean, it is to be awesome. When back in those days, when was the time for the triple jump, long jump, everybody leave and go down to the jumping pit to see Steve Hanna, Norbert Elliott, get in battle with the triple jump and the long jump.
And Norbert Elliott doing big things coaching in the U.S. now as well, too.
He just retired.
And so those three names I called for, let me tell you, Steve was awesome. Like you said, the 1, the 2, the 4, triple jump, and long jump. Now, somebody might call to dispute that, but the record is there to show.
I mean, that's a great submission right there, bro. That really is.
Yeah. I can talk about Stevie another day because my son showed me something the other day in the Tokyo Olympic, which Steve Gardner did. It was disgusting. You might have seen it.
You got me on that one.
You mean the photo?
Yeah, with the photo.
Well, listen, man. I don't look at them kind of photos. No, man.
My son showed it to me.
Yeah, if somebody tries show it to me, don't happy, you look the next way, you say, hey, you know, that's against my religion, something, whatever.
He showed to me, that was disgusting. He just graded the Bahamian flag, the whole country when he did that. Thank you.
Yeah, man, happy, right. Be safe, good stuff as always. Let's get to the next call. Talking heads.
Yeah, brothers, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Muff? We was waiting to hear from you. I know you was laying in the cut. What you got?
Yeah, my answer will be Andre Rogers.
Good one. Good one.
Yeah. And what happened is...
And if you say Andre Rogers, then you got to throw Wente Ford in there. But also, I could throw Mario Ford in there.
Yeah, that too. Him too. Rick Fox, all of them. Devin says he thought it was a four-star.
Hold on, Muff. Bernie got something for you.
The reason why I picked people like Eddie Ford or Lorenzo Carter, because they were multi-sport athletes.
I agree.
And they were not just multi-sport athletes, but they were probably in the top five in every sports that they played in.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. But now.
Start, man.
Go ahead.
She did come out late. She did come out late, though. I believe if she'd come out on time, man, she'd have eat that up, man. She'd have got that goal.
There was definitely something there there's definitely something there with the start. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. Definitely something there with the start.
Yeah, man, she did come out late, man, and then she had a play, the running axe on the side that keeps twitching and things like that, so she thought he'd get disqualified of being a false start. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, sixth in the world, I mean, that's not bad when you look at it, things considered.
And,
I'm not trying to reward mediocrity or anything, but I mean, it is what it is.
And anyone who's talking, get the effort to get there. Try to get there. Y'all, who on tour? You see if y'all could even get there. Qualify to get there. But not even happening, man. There. Y'all couldn't even get in the end zone yesterday, man.
Hey, Muff.
You couldn't even get in the end zone.
Muff.
Come on, man.
Muff, you were doing so. Muff.
In September?
Muff. Listen, use my boy, right? Let me tell you this.
Don't pay attention to this preseason.
Let me just tell you, Muff. This preseason. Some of them good.
Friday night too. Though. I want to sleep.
Oh, you want to talk about the Dolphin defense? How about the Cowboy defense who had four interceptions, buddy? All right, come on, settle down.
Gentlemen.
But Muff. Some of these dudes we watch. Hold on.
Hey, I'm going to start him and all too.
But check this out, Muff. Some of the dudes we watch play this weekend. They ain't even be nowhere near the roster when the season starts. You know that, right?
You ain't lying. I know. A couple
who ain't get cut to be put on the practice squad. Right. That's how that goes.
Right. More than half.
Collateral damage.
And Pearly, if the ball don't land in the zone between the 20 and the end zone, the ball comes out on the 40, not the 35, like I was saying. Yeah, it comes out on the 40. Because that's what happened yesterday when it was a free kick, when it ain't land inside the 20. From the 20-yard to the end zone.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's looking like most running back, I mean, it only could come back round 27, 28, or 30 round. Now, Tennessee. Tennessee was doing some stupid running back yesterday with this new kickoff law. But wait, what? 73 yards on one and...
Jacksonville.
Right. Yeah, that was Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Tennessee had some stupid set yesterday.
They had some too.
Yeah, Jacksonville doing stupid one, 73-1 too, but you only see that Tennessee game do it last night. But they had two stupid set too with this new fellow almost break it too, but you almost get a touchdown. Only the kicker or something must he stop him. Or something, but what?
All right. So listen, I mean, Muff, a lot of people trying things out right now because it's preseason.
Right.
Okay. A lot of this stuff what you see it now, you ain't gonna see. In the regular season, the kickoffs. The kickoffs may be a portion of it, but some of them trick plays in the game and this, that, and the other. You're not going to see that in the regular season, and that's just desperation, and they calling it out for something. I think the kickoff though is going to change the facet of the game.
Yeah,
it's going to allow some special team coaches to really exploit other teams and get excellent field position throughout. So if you got some solid kick returners, you're on to something for sure.
And not only that, like if you only in the two minute drill, and you only down by a field goal or something, and you could kick the ball where the ball come out onto the 40, man, you only got 60 yards to go in 2 minutes, man, that's a big thing.
Now, real quick, Mr. Producer, you got it lined up?
Yeah, all right.
Excellent, regular Muff. I want you to hear this, Pearly. I want you to hear this as well too. I'm making a special announcement. I was going to wait till the end of the show, but since Muff is here and you hear part of him, I'm going to let you know now. Okay. In Lord spare life, in the 2028 Olympics, because I'm starting training now, I will represent the Bahamas in breakdancing. I will represent the 242 in breakdancing.
Yeah,
I could be like Australia. I could break out the flamingo. I could break out the pot cake. I could break dance for them. All right? I could show them how it's done.
Yeah, and go get the awesome foursome. Go get all the Sean Marie them.
Yeah, and MC Sky them, and all of them, and the Sherlock dancers. Yeah. You got it.
I just want to go to LA to hang out with Snoop Dogg. That's it.
Anyway, with that being said,
break dancing in the Olympics,
man. Let's get to the break, man. I'm doing the popping, locking here right now, man. Don't stop it. I'm about to do the Mr. Freeze. So we're going to let Africa Bombada and the Soul Sonic Force take us to the break. But remember, in 2028, for Team Bahamas in the Olympics, representing the Bahamas, the naughty one in the breakdance category. From my mouth to God's ear.
Lord have mercy. All
Let's
right.
go. Work it out, Mr. Producer.
Gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Fenton Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Fenton Dream Big, we will help you live it. Percy Fenton Island Game, we got you. Percy Fenton from the friends you can trust. It's when you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school footwear needs from toddlers to college students. Have your child looking smart in a pair of Skechers, Nikes, Hush Puppies, Sperry brand styles, and many more. John's collection of durable and sharp styles will have your child stepping with confidence all year round. Need socks and a belt? John's has got you. And don't forget our new Spray Ground or J-World backpack and lunch containers too. You can find all this and more with the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's seven, and I say it's four. But there is some people who you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. You sing my song, I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching up.
We're back at you. On the Monday, August 12th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Pearly in the building as well. And, yeah, man, big things popping, man, Pearly. Had the first weekend of NFL football, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to tell him, I don't pay attention to preseason games, man. Maybe the fourth one, the last one. Or the
I watch the third when it's the official dress rehearsal, and then that's it. Because, yeah, you know, normally fourth one is people who they're trying to trade or cut.
Yeah, I watched the first half of the Dolphins game Saturday, Friday, and I switched, man. I wasn't. And they start bringing the
yeah, but
the, I don't know.
You all got offensive line issues, Pearly. Let me tell you, offensive line issues. You all got to get that right.
We can get it right.
That could really cause a problem. All right, yeah, that could cause a problem.
Even though our center didn't play, they say he's hurt. There's not a major injury. We can be all right. We can be all right.
All right, well, we got to get to the picks, Pearly, but before we get to the picks, right, I got to remind everybody how it's going down as far as the Island Game goes, all right?
Now, listen,
I know, and today we basically, we're going to do baseball, because there's a lot of games in Major League Baseball today. So that's what we picked today. All right? But I got to remind you.
There's really nothing else to do. I mean, WNBA don't start till Thursday.
Oh, boy. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miss my girl.
I love it. I love it. The pearl is in real form.
She sent a nice tweet and congratulating the women's team. Because we know she can be there in L.A., so I ain't worrying, you know?
But anyway, here's the deal, bro. I know she could be there. All right. NFL Survivor, courtesy of the Island Game. Listen here, man. It was $5,000. Now it is up to $35,000 in cash and prizes. And I'm hearing a possible trip to a certain big game. All right?
Now,
all you have to do is set up your account with the Island Game. Real easy. This is how you do it. You go on to the website. TheIslandGame.com, log on, click on the sports book, fill out the registration form. They're going to give you a WhatsApp number to confirm, and the number is 457-4357. They'll confirm you, and once you make a deposit, you're going to receive a bonus sports book cash on top of what you put in to play with. All the entries are $20. You can enter as many times as you want. So basically, you put in your entry. You pick a new team each week, and you can put in as many entries as you want for your $20. Each form is $20, so if you want to put in five, you could pay, you know, your $100 and put in five. And basically, you got to pick a new team every week, and the last man or woman standing is the survivor and is going to win the grand prize.
It's going to be the first 8 weeks going to be real easy. It's the last 8 weeks.
I would say look at the Carolina Panthers and some other dog meat teams and look to see how many weeks you can pick them as your loser. See,
You
can't pick the same team every week to win, but you can pick the same team to lose every week, if you know what I mean.
If
you got the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Dolphins playing the Carolina Panthers, guess who I'm picking for the next 3 weeks? Cowboys, Dolphins, and Eagles. Anyway, I'm giving out too many secrets. For the next tutorial, tune in to theislandgame.com and you can check out the videos there. All right, Pearly, here we go. This will be looking out for tonight. Full plate in Major League Baseball, rapid fire, because we got to get to the break. Cubs on the road against the Guardians. I like the Cubs tonight, man.
I like the Guardians.
Cardinals on the road against the Reds. I like the Cardinals.
I like, at home, Cincinnati at home, I like Cincinnati.
Houston on the road against Tampa Bay. I like Houston.
I like Houston.
Rangers and the Red Sox. I think the Rangers upset the Red Sox. The Yankees beat them in a couple of slugfests, but I think the Rangers got something for the Red Sox.
I don't know if it's an upset. I think the Rangers starting to get their act together, so we'll see.
Royals and the Twins. Big ramifications.
I like the Royals.
I like the Royals. That's a division game. I like the Royals in that one, too. Dodgers and the Brewers.
At home. Dodgers at home. No. We'll be in Milwaukee.
You and Milwaukee on the road.
Yeah, but we playing good ball. We that sweet Pittsburgh. I like the Dodgers.
I like the Dodgers too, regardless.
Kershaw pitching tonight, right?
Correct. Yankees and the White Sox. I like the Yankees to get that done tonight.
I like the Yankees. Yankees start. Jazz has been a good fight. Two home runs the other day in the doublehead.
And playing monster third base.
Yeah.
You got the Blue Jays and the Angels. Boo, battle of mediocrity right there. I'll take the Angels in that one.
They're in L.A.? Yeah, I like the Angels.
Rockies and the Diamondbacks. I like the Diamondbacks at home.
I like the Diamondbacks. No, I like the Rockies.
Oh, wow. Upset dog running right there. Pirates and the Padres. I like the Padres at home.
And who? Who's at the Padres?
Pirates and the Padres.
The Pirates just get swept by the Dodgers. They need a win. I think the Pirates take them tonight.
All right. The Braves on the road against the Giants.
I like
the Braves in that one, too.
But I still like the Braves better. The Braves is a better team, in my opinion.
Hey, Naughty and Purdy, it's 5-0 and hardly any traffic on this road. If you're going to bet on anything today, bet extra on the underdogs because something ain't right with nature today. All my picks was underdogs there, texting me, and you sipping the same Kool-Aid.
Well, I had a couple underdogs.
Yeah, but not all like me. But I get you. It's all good. But we got to get to that break. You know, Purdy's going to be in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. I have some very special traveling obligations I need to take care of. But yes, Purdy got you Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Do I spell life? I'll be back on Monday. But tomorrow we'll do it, and we'll chat with Grand Bahama, and Purdy and I will chop it up. Good stuff as always, Purdy. And I'm sure you'll hold it down Wednesday through Friday like only you can.
I'm having a special guest on Wednesday, so keep stone.
There you go. Good stuff as always. All right, so for Mr. Producer, myself, for Pearly, and everybody who joined in, good stuff today, man. Roscoe in Abaco. Have a good one, Bahamas. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Rich Eisen taking us home with our Overreaction Monday. Buckle up. It's fully loaded.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look, Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Together when everybody out, fried chicken we are pre bucket for the crow, share a bucket together, everybody go live, crispy original when we're online,
bucket together and do the new dance craze.
Hot KFC summer bucket deal, 8 pieces of your favorite fried chicken and 4 buttery biscuits with options to add family fries, a 2-liter switcher and 4 pineapple biscuits starting at $20. KFC, it's finger licking good.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
They say it's sudden, and I say it's for all. But there you some people were, you never shine at all.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Hey, it's Monday. What's up, guys? Everybody good?
Yeah.
Everybody good? Great you weekend? Know, okay, sure, Mike, sure. Here you go. Have you been here on Monday before?
I've always done Fridays. Right, that was so, a so fun Friday. Yeah, Monday.
So here's
yeah.
the plan. Okay. I say something crazy about what went on over the weekend. It's going to be all NFL today.
Okay.
And then you tell me if it's an overreaction that I'm crazy or, you know, actually, I'm kind of buying that.
Okay.
Feel me?
I got it.
All right, here you go. First up. We talked about this player earlier today to kick off the show. I love what I saw to Caleb Williams this year. Mm-hmm. He is going to be top 5 in the NFL MVP voting this season.
Oh, man. You out your damn mind. That is hold on. After one preseason game, I know the hype. I know what he's done
what
coming out of USC.
Game? I watched him play 3 years in college.
You said top 5 in is. The MVP is, man, that okay. Top 5, I'm trying to think of who could be, okay, Patrick Mahomes there, Lamar Allen Jackson, Lamar. Christian McCaffrey.
Are you telling me that he can't do exactly what Lamar Jackson did last year that got him an MVP?
Kenny, where did Stroud finish? With Stroud, I think, was right on the outside of the top 5. I think Stroud did get some votes. I think he may have been 6th or 7th, I believe. So it's possible, but here's the problem. With Stroud
Stroud with 9. Last year, top 5 was Lamar, okay? But Lamar only had 3,700 yards passing, 24 touchdowns, 800 yards rushing. You telling me Caleb Williams can't do that?
I mean, but Baltimore also, the wins help with Baltimore.
They were the one seed.
Obviously. Baltimore had a great season. Lamar had a wonderful season. Patrick Mahomes is always going to be top five. We already know that. Christian McCaffrey is going to have another good season. Derrick Henry is going to be a top five. I believe he's got a renaissance with the Baltimore Ravens this
year. Here's the deal, though. It's the Chicago Bears. This team matters to the NFL. If the Bears are good, it's different. If they win 11 games, he's the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history, 30 touchdowns. He is going to be top five in the MVP.
I don't know about top five. I know he could make the Pro Bowl. I don't know about top five, though. I don't know about top five. But if it happens, I'd be happy for him. And like you said, the Bears need a quarterback. So I think you're crazy, but I've been, you know, wrong before, obviously.
Overreaction. Okay. All right, next. Here's the deal. Rich has such high hopes for the Los Angeles Chargers. It's crazy. I know Jim Harbaugh, his boy is a head coach.
That's it.
He thinks he's going to plus them up. What? They were 5-12 last year. He thinks they could go 12-5. Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
If Justin Herbert, this foot injury, this plantar fascia is annoying him all season, they're in big trouble. And if you watch them play over the weekend, their backups are not equipped to fill in and carry the torch forward if Herbert goes down. The Chargers need to call Nick Foles ASAP for Justin Herbert insurance.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, I would. I mean, you always need a great backup quarterback, a good, solid backup quarterback.
How about a Super Bowl MVP as your backup?
Nick, there's nothing wrong with Nick Foles. I mean, look, I look at include Joe Flacco last year.
Now in Indy.
Look good. Yeah, I mean, yes. I mean, so, yeah, you always, because the quarterback position is such a very delicate position, obviously. Yep. And if your quarterback goes down, your season is lost. Look at Minnesota last year. Even though they were struggling and Kirk Cousins was off to a slow start or whatever, they start picking things up. And they got Justin Jefferson or whatever. So it could ruin your season if you don't have a good backup. And I believe at one time, Nick Foles, was he the backup on that team with the Eagles?
Yeah.
He was
the backup to Carson Wentz.
He was the backup to Carson Wentz, and he went on to the Super Bowl. So I believe you got to have that type of insurance. If you don't have a capable backup quarterback in the NFL, you're in trouble. You're in big-time trouble. So, yeah, that would be a good signing.
Nick, just a BDN, just announced his retirement, TJ, last week. Let's get him back on the phone.
Yeah.
Come out
to
Southern California, Nick. Let's go.
Come out to the coast.
But the thing is, they're going to run the football with Jim Harbaugh. You know that. Alt's looking good so far in camp, I understand. And J.K. Dobbins, I believe they're running back. They don't have any wide receivers, though. Who are they going to throw the football to? Yeah, that's the problem. The kid out of TCU, the rookie devil. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, Mike, I'm going to speak your language. Sixth overall pick, Malik Nabers. He's going to be the best rookie wide receiver in this draft class.
You are damn right, baby. That's right on every single day of Malik Nabers' Twitter highlight.
I love this.
Malik Nabers is a beast, bro. Like, I have my top five wide receivers in the NFL, and he's number six. He's number six. And the only reason I have him at number six is because I don't know if Daniel Jones can be able to get him the football. He is a weapon out there. This dude, he doesn't look like a rookie, man. His body type, the routes he runs, man, he wins. I mean, even in the preseason, he won his route. They didn't target him because they didn't have a quarterback that can get him the football. You know? So, yeah, Malik Nabers will be the best rookie wide receiver in this draft class. Look, Marvin Harrison Jr., outstanding. I love him. He's going to be great in Arizona, to get me wrong. Keegan stays healthy or whatnot out there. I love Roma Dunze as well. I think Roma's going to have a solid season because the focus won't be on him, right? Because he's going to be the number three receiver in Chicago. But when it comes to Malik Nabers, man, if they can get him the football, if Daniel Jones, who needs to step up, this is like the biggest onus as a Giants fan or anybody in the NFL, Daniel Jones, this is it for you. If you don't make it happen this year, you're a career backup somewhere. You'll never start in the NFL again. I would never trust you starting on an NFL team unless you're a backup and it's desperate and you need to be the starting quarterback. So Malik Nabers, absolutely. Get it. Sign that, boy.
Boom.
You're ready. You should have started with that one.
All right, TJ, this is for you. Okay. Congratulations. You left the house yesterday.
Hey.
You made it the 3 miles down
the
road.
Did you go and get your supply after
down
that?
Down the road to SoFi. Down two foot seats. Mike, you're row two, right? Row two?
Yeah.
So you had,
you had a close
view to this one, mm-hmm. that Trey Lance will be the Cowboys' starting quarterback in 2025.
Nah. At the end of the day, and we just talked about this, man. If Jerry Jones is smart, if the Cowboys are smart, and that's kind of, you know, up in the air, to be honest with some of the opinions they've made. But like we just had Clarence Hill on. They sign who they want to sign. And franchise quarterbacks aren't grown on trees. We don't know. Like, you lose him, who are you going to replace him with? Who are you going to bring him in? You're going to bring in Trey Lance, and we were just talking about Trey Lance. We haven't seen enough of Trey Lance. He threw 41 times in the preseason, but that's a preseason game. It's against a vanilla offense. We don't know much about it. Obviously, there was a reason why the San Francisco 49ers wanted to give up on him so soon, right? Even though he didn't play that much and he was injured or whatever. Being with the Cowboys, he's a capable backup. Let him be a capable backup. Let him learn. Maybe he'll be somewhere else. But if you're the Cowboys, you re-sign Dak Prescott if you're smart.
DJ?
I agree with Mike saying there. Look, I thought Lance played okay yesterday, made some good throws, made some not so great throws.
But ran around with mobile.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, in order for this team to have success, it's got to be Dak right now, just because I don't see a capable or qualified person to come in and take that spot from him, say we let him go. So, but like you said earlier, Mike, you always need good backups. We do have Cooper Rush.
Yep.
We'll see what happens with Trey Lance, but I find it hard to believe that scouts got it so wrong with Trey Lance. Like, this guy obviously does have some talent.
Yeah.
This might not be the right spot for him to shine, but I got to believe at some point he will find the right spot. And
It's not Dallas. Once again, we talked about the expectations on the quarterback position, and that's a lot of pressure for somebody that doesn't have that much experience. Yeah. If you went somewhere where he wasn't expected to win and got an opportunity to play and get that, I believe Trey Lance can become a very capable quarterback in the NFL, but not in Dallas, not with Dak Prescott. And if you let Dak Prescott go, once again, who in this year's draft is coming up? That you like Shedeur Sanders,
Quinn Ewers, maybe
Carson Beck.
But does anybody wow you? Is there a Caleb Williams type guy that's out there that's like
not yet? Okay. Not yet. Jane Daniels came out of nowhere. We've had quarterbacks have 1 year wonders.
I still feel like there's the look. I love Jaden. Once again, I don't want to be taken the wrong way. I still think the jury's out on Jaden. I didn't know he had a great season with LSU, running the football way. I think it's still out because, once again, that was that coming over from Arizona State, was capable at Arizona State, did a good job at Arizona State. I know it's a difference. He did do this at LSU where the SEC has great defenses or whatever, but still, I want to see that consistency. I want to see it over a number of years. That's why I'm actually kind of higher on your quarterback because I saw it for numerous years. I saw Drake May do it for numerous years, and I know what he's capable of doing at the quarterback position. So if he's in the right system, and it takes everything. It takes the right kind of coaches, the right kind of players being around you, the organization, all of that matters. It can make a break. I was talking about this over the weekend over at Fox. We was talking about quarterbacks who Matt Leiner coming out of USC. Wrong organization, wrong coach, screwed him up.
Yep.
You're talking about Brady Quinn being in all that. Look, there are so many different. Let's go back to Vince Young. Vince Young with the Tennessee Titans. Vince Young, good quarterback. You look at his record. Vince Young had I think he was 15 games over 500 as a starting
Phenomenal
quarterback.
Phenomenal record, yeah.
Phenomenal record. Yeah. But because he had a coach that didn't believe in him, he's not playing in the NFL anymore. You know what I mean? And so his career ended. So a lot of factors come into play when it comes to the quarterback position there.
Ooh, you don't love Jaden Daniels, but I do.
Okay.
He is going to lead the Commanders to a top five offense this year.
What?
the dime throw, he gets it done with his legs. A lot of points in Washington. They are going to sneak up on people. Phenomenal offense, Commanders.
Quinn,
top five.
I think Quinn's going to focus a lot on the defense. I don't see who's the wide receivers in
Terry
in
McLaurin.
Terry, okay.
They got a decent.
Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, they do it's have. Okay.
Austin Eckler. Brian Robinson.
Austin Eckler. Oh, my God. Okay. Top five offense this season.
I think Austin Eckler still got some in the tank, man.
That ain't far-fetched with Austin Eckler there. With Jaden, look, once again, because of what he can do with his arm, and his legs. You know what I mean? He could be that dual threat quarterback.
That's
he could
what
be
I mean.
A mini version of what we see with Lamar Jackson. You know what I mean? So I think, yeah, I could see him racking up some yards enough for them to be a top five offense in the NFL.
Zach Ertz in Washington.
Baltimore's still going to run the football. We know Kansas City's getting better as long as Marquise Brown comes back healthy.
Yeah.
Dallas is still going to have a really good offense, too, if they re-sign CD. So, yeah. Top five, not far-fetched. I'll just put it that way. Not far-fetched.
That's Overreaction Monday.
You think we need one more?
No.
All right, we'll get one more.
I know you don't want to talk about this, Mike, but I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh.
This year's Team USA men's basketball, they would beat the original Dream Team by double digits.
Hey, hold on a sec. I can't cuss.
By double digits.
By the way, Team USA... France would have beat the Dream Team.
No, stop.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
Stop it, Chris.
Stop it.
The original Dream Team wouldn't have meddled this year.
He's
just doing the thing right now.
Now he's messing with me.
They would have lost to Serbia.
He's messing with me. I'm not going to react.
Overreaction. You
know, my therapist told me that it was going to be like, people was going to try and trigger me.
In through the nose.
I'm going to need some of your supply afterwards now.
With a guy named Lee. He's got the supply.
My therapist told me.
You think Charles Barkley is guarding LeBron James? Nuts!
They got Karl Malone. They got come on, bro. They got plenty of players that could have.
Who is sticking with Kevin Durant? John Stockton Scottie is going to guard Steph Curry.
Who's
going to
guard them?
Are
we talking about one thing y'all forget about when the Dream Team play, and what y'all forget about FIBA basketball? It's FIBA basketball. I think one of the reasons not just because the Europeans and the rest of the world are catching up, but FIBA basketball is a little bit more physical than the NBA. Who handled the physicality of the NBA? The 90s players or these players?
Right.
Huh? FIBA basketball, you play a little bit more defense. You can do a lot more defensively.
Fast.
Huh?
This team's too fast.
They're fast, but at the same time, the physicality of FIBA basketball is a little bit different than the NBA.